Governor Sean Parnell declared a state disaster for the Kuskokwim villages of Crooked Creek and Red Devil, which flooded during breakup. About 66% of housing in Crooked Creek was damaged or destroyed, and Red Devil also experienced damage, but to a lesser degree. The Red Cross has stepped up efforts in Crooked Creek. Meanwhile, residents there are struggling each day to figure out how to live with what's left after the flood. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes was in the village and has the story.
I gotta drop this stuff off. It's food for these guys.
Okay.
John Anderson is Crooked Creek's cab driver, but his job description over the last week has grown to include supplies delivery.
12, 14 hours a day, I'm bringing people back to school for, the Red Cross feeds them back there, and so I bring them back and forth. Your food's in the back in a box.
Huh?
There's some food back for you guys, Danny.
Grab that
you want to grab that box, John, please?
Receiving part of the food was John Thomas Sr., the village mechanic. Like Anderson, he has been very busy doing his part to get the town back together. And at the same time, he's in awe of what actually happened.
Every year we break up, I put all the equipment back there by the bridge. All of it. All our equipment goes back there. And it went underwater. Everything went underwater.
Thomas's house is about a half mile up the bank from the main village, and it was the only one in the area not to be destroyed.
Man, my house was high enough, it just missed our soffit, but man, it ruined my sewer line, everything.
There are still huge boulders of ice covering the road to his house, some of it over 30 feet high. To get to town, Thomas walks along the riverbank near the water, which takes him 45 minutes to 1 hour. He says the thing he would like to fix the most is his water supply.
Water. We're cut off up there. I mean, it's like a separate town up there. You can't get there because of that cliff. And there's a little creek. It's a pain in the ass walking back and forth. Should I carry 5 gallons of water that far? I smoke too much. It's like you're going to die, man.
It's depressing. And we don't know where to turn. And we don't know who to talk to.
Miska Andronoff and his wife Agnes are hanging out at the school. Unlike Anderson and Thomas, they can't do the work that they want to do.
It would be good if we would go to our fish camp, which is about 8 or 9 miles upriver.
If I had a boat and motor now, I'd be gone up to my fish camp. I wouldn't have to worry about down here for a while, a place to live. But right now, our hands are tied. We can't do nothing.
Now is the time for villagers to get fish camp ready for subsistence fishing, which will help feed them through the winter. But like the Andronoffs, most people can't leave town.
Reality is setting in, and people are getting a little, oh my goodness, what are we going to do?
Evelyn Thomas is the tribal administrator for the village. She says it's overwhelming for some people to see all the destruction after they had been evacuated for 4 days. But she says there is hope. Red Cross set up 2 large tents as temporary shelters near the school, and there's a supplies tent set up at either end of town for people to come get the basics like toilet paper and soap.
I never in my life thought I would be happy to see a broom. And I was thrilled to see these brooms come off a plane. Because we can't find our broom. It floated somewhere.
Thomas is thankful for all the donations and help they've received from regional entities in Bethel, such as the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which has kept a nurse and environmental health staff in the village since the flood happened. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.